Hello, everyone. We are up to say Kufiya Dalet Sif Dal, the bottom of page 282. Moving on to page 283, we are now discussing the Bidiyevit cases of when someone forgets Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem in the winter, or the opposite, he mentions Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem in the summer, which are both problematic. And we'll soon see the halachos of what's the difference. There's going to be a very big difference between mentioning Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem in the summertime, which is much worse, as we'll soon see over here, because you've mentioned something that you now really cannot correct. Okay, if you stop yourself and say, instead of Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem, Morid Atali, you didn't correct now Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem because they're not a steer to another. Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem, the Morid Atal does not change the fact that you daven for rain already in the summer months, and therefore it's going to be much more difficult to correct that problem as opposed to saying, Mashiva Ruach Morid, if you've got Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem in the winter, it's going to be much easier to correct. Let's see that inside right now, Sif Dal. Okay, if you said Mashivarach Morida Geshem, once again, Mashivarach is not a problem as we saw in Siv Gimel. The problem is when you say Morida Geshem, Mimosachama, you said it during the summer months. Machzir no to. He has to go back, Vechozer Lerosh Habrach. And he has to go back to the beginning of a Tagi Bor. That's the Psak and the Machab over here. There are different opinions in the Rishonim. Some say you have to only go back to in the middle, right before you say Mashiva Ruach. Over here, he passes like the opinion that you go back to the beginning of the bracha Atai Gibor, and the Ber Halacha brings on the opinion of the Gra. Says the Ber Halacha, Chozel Rosh HaBracha, V'agra Pasuk Karamam Negamazeh Chozel Rosh. Once you say Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem during the summer, you've already said something that you cannot correct, even if you go back to the beginning of the bracha. You're in the beginning, in the first three brachas of Shmona Esrei, which is all one unit. You'd have to go back all the way to the beginning of Shmona Esrei. Okay, many Rishonim will paskin like this, like the sheet of the Gra over here, and therefore once they say Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem during the summer, they would have to start Shmona Esrei again. Even according to the spin, you would not have to say Hashem Sasai Tiftach again, as we'll soon see in the Mishnah Berurah. However, you would have to start from Baruch Atah again. Now, so that's the opinion over here of the Gra. However, the Mechaber Paskins like the opinion of, I believe it's the Rush, that holds you go back to the beginning of Atai Gibor. Go back to Atai Gibor. Now, Hamshech on Mechaber. Vim Siyim HaBracha, Chozel Rosh HaTfilah. If you now said Baruch Atah Hashem Chayim Esim, then you're done with and you have to go back to the beginning of the Bracha. Or they say the beginning of Tfilah. Va'afilah B'makom Shetzrichim Geshem B'yamosacham. Even in a place that needs rain during the summer months, we're assuming at this point during the summer, like here in Eretz Israel, we don't want rain, we need rain during the winter months, not during the summer months. We need a good amount of rain during the winter, but the summer we don't. We hold it's not good. What if you're in a place that has a drought, and it needs some rain during the summer? Nevertheless, it says over here, in Yisker, Geshem, Malkom, Tau, Machzir, so you're still going to have to go back, because we go after the Dinam of Eretz Israel, and therefore you have to Mashiv Ruach Morid Geshem only in the winter, not during the summer. V'cheinim hisker geshem vital. Even if you said Mashiv Ruach Morid Geshem Morid Atal, that does not help. Once again, Morid Atal does not correct Mashiv Ruach Morid Geshem. It does not add in something that you don't that you need. Nami machzir no tal, and therefore you would have to go back in your Shmona Esrei. So that is the dinam over here of Sif Dal. You always have to go back. If you said Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem Machlokas, you go back to Atagi Bor, or you go back to the beginning of Shmona Esrei, you saw the Mechaber versus the Gra. Okay, this applies even if you're Chozer Bo B'Toch Tei Dibor. Even like you see over here in the Ramah, you say Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem Morid Atal, that does not correct the Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem, because Morid Atal does not correct Mashiva Ruach. They're not a steer to another, therefore it is going to be, you're going to have to go back like we see over here in the Ramah. The Mishnah Berurah that I mentioned before, Sikot and Kav Aleph, when you have to go back to the beginning of Tefillah, look inside this Mishnah Berurah, Sikot and Kav Aleph, V'atam, the Gilo Brachos, Yishonos Chashuvas Kechad, and therefore if you make a mistake in any of the first three Brachos, you have to go back to the beginning of Shmonas, right? V'in Tzach, Lachzer V'lomar, Pazuk Hashem Svasai Tivtach, you do not have to go back and say Hashem Svasai Tivtach again. Okay? That is the Psak over here. Sif Hei. B'yamosag Shami. Now we're in the winter months, like we're standing right now, and over here, obviously, you have to say Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem. V'yamosag Shami Melo Amar Morid Geshem. You do not say Morid Geshem. Machzir Nato. You have to go back and stop in another Shmona Esrei if you forget Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem. However, as we already learned before, Hani Mi Leishalo Yisker Tal. That's only if you don't say Morid Tal. Avolim Yisker Tal Im Nachzir Nato. As long as you give the praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu of Morid Atal, even though you're supposed to say Mashiva Ruach Morid Geshem, in the winter you do not have to go back. We discussed based on people's minhag. You say Mori Atal is going to save you from ever having to go back of your shpanasim from forgetting Mashiv Rach Mori Geshem, as long as you mention Mori Atal. Why is this? Says the Mishnah Berurah, if Kadin comes Zayin, wrote to Lomar, Afilim Amar Rak Mori Atal Levad, Vitamo. The reason is, the Afa Gav de Lo Netzar, even though Tal me never stopped davening for it, never stops. Mikomakum Shevachula Kadish Baruch Hu Beskar So. Even nevertheless, it's still giving praise to Kadosh Baruch Hu for Mori Atal. Masha'en Kain B'She'ela, which is not the case by the Tain Talu Matali Vrochav. You don't ask for rain over there where we're asking for rain. The Tzarek Lishal Davar Netzar. You don't have to ask for something that has stopped earlier on. Lo Mahanim Lo Sha'al Matar Ashishal Tal. Over there, if you just ask for Tal, you don't ask for Matar, it's not going to be good. When you're praising a Kadosh Baruch Hu, what you're doing in the first three brokas, giving a Kadosh Baruch Hu praise of Marina Tal is Maspik B'diyevet, that you don't have to go back and say Mashiva Rach Umar De Geshem. That's how the Mishnah Berurah explains over here. Okay? Fine. Mir, the Bir Alach over here, Dibar Masr Machzirin, says, I am Bechadushi Rebbe Kiva Eger, very interesting. It says like this, the Mitzadi Lomar. The Bilel Shabbos, if Friday night you forget Mashiva Rach Mori Geshem, and you don't say Mari Natal. Let's say you know Nosach Ashkenaz, you don't say Mori Natal, and you forgot Mashiva Rach, and it's Friday night. The Bilel Shabbos, Im Shachalom Mashiva Rach, the Ein Machzirin. Rabbi Kiva Eger says, you do not have to go back Friday night. Why? To Logarim Miami Pal Rach Ein Sheva, the Yatzah B'Diyevit. Friday night, you have a din that we say Magin Avos, which is called the Bracha Ein Sheva. So we say that in addition, we don't just say that. But now, back in the day, if there was a certain cases, b'diyevid, if they just said main sheva, that was good enough b'diyevid. In Berchos, main sheva, you don't say Mashiv Rach Mori Geshem. So we see Friday night, when you could say main sheva anyways, you don't say Mashiv Rach Mori Geshem, we're going to say b'diyevid, you're going to be yotze if you don't mention Mashiv Rach Mori Geshem. Dol Gorami Mitbal Mach main sheva, the yotze b'diyevid, after Shem, lo Yisker Geshem, v'siyim Tzarech Iyin. Ricky Vager ends off at Tzarech Iyin, how one can rely on this b'diyevid that you would not have to go back. Okay, so that's a din on Friday night. So once again, in the summer months, you say Mashiv Rach Mori Geshem, you always have to go back to Atagibor, or back to the beginning of Shmonatzei, but depending on the sheet of the Gra or the sheet of the Machaber. During the winter months, if you say your minig is the same Mori Atal generally, therefore you're never going to have to go back by the Evan. If your minig is not the same Mori Atal, and you just say, and you forget Mashiv Rach Mori Geshem, you're going to have to go back again to the beginning of the tefillah if you already finished the bracha. What if you did not finish the bracha over here? So that's the vav. The med dvarim amruim, when you have to go back to the beginning of Shemon Hatzrei, Shemach Zinoto, Kishalo Amar Biyosik Shem Mori Degeshem, when you not say in the winter month Mori Degeshem, Hainu Kishasim Kola Bracha, Vihitchil Bracha Shacharel. You finish Mechayim Mesim, and you started at Takadosh, or you started at Kedusha. Vihitchil Bracha Shacharel. But as Chozer, L'Rosh HaTefillah, you have to go back to the beginning of Tefillah. This applies even by a Chazan. If the Chazan forgot Mashiv Rach Mori Geshem, he did not say Mori Atal, and they started Kedusha, he's going to have to start the Shemon Atzrei again. Chozer, L'Rosh HaTefillah. Avoy Niskar Kodim Shesiyam Abracha. But if you remember that you did not say Mashiv Rach Mori Geshem before you ended the Tefillah, Yomar B'Makom Sheniskar. Now you can mention it in the place you remember. You just put in Mashiv Rach Mori Geshem, wherever you remember, as long as you not finish the Bracha. Even if you finished off the whole brach, okay, you said brach ata Hashem echayim es v'niskar kodem shiichal atakadosh, but you did not start atakadosh, or the chazan did not start nekadosh shimcha, ein tzarich lachs, or you do not have to go back in your Shemon Esrei elo omar mashiv rach mori geshem below chatima. You say mashiv rach mori geshem right over there. You say brach ata Hashem echayim esim mashiv rach. You put it in over there. Now, this is a little bit controversial. Not everyone holds like this is a big machlokas in the Rishonim. This is a big machlokas in the Rishonim. It is mentioned in the Bir Halacha over here. Mentioned in the Mishnah Berurah, also Bir Halacha Ein Chatima. Lo Chatima. Okay, it says, Din Zeh L'Maisa, L'Niyastayte Yesh La'in Tuvah. Dei Mekor Din Zeh Noviyah Mi'arav Yashiv Yuhar Rosh Berk Alva the times of Mordechai Shan. Va'ayim b'bachshar shal poligas farzu posa kadas rabbeinu yona disfilei de kaven shesiim a bracha kemoshi itchil acheres domi v'chozer l'rosh. Once you end the bracha, you cannot say mashiv bracha mori geshem anymore, and you have to go back to the beginning of tefillah. So the mechaber is passing like the rishonim that hold, as long as you do not start at takadosh, you can put mashiv bracha mori geshem in that place. Okay, However, the Berlach over here leaves off a little bit Tzarachin, and we'll see over here the Maskana. Look inside the Maskana. If you look now inside Mishnah Berurah, Siv Katan. Siv Katan Kavtas. Not this. No. Sorry, Siv Katan Lamed Beis. Siv Katan Lamed Beis. Look down about five lines before the end of Lamed Beis, before Lamed Gimel starts. It says V'yesh Posk. V'yesh Poskim Shecholkim V'omrim Da'af V'dvarim Shemachzir Oto Tekev Kishasai Mebracha Kimoish Shoetcha Bracha Cherestam. This is the Shita Rabbeinu Yona. Once you've end the bracha, it's like you've started the next bracha, and you cannot insert anything in there at the end of the bracha. V'akoponim nearly Lamais. The Chavetz Chaim says nearly lemaisa im niskar acher she'amar Hashem. You just said Baruch Atah Hashem. You didn't say Mechaya Meisim yet. Lo yigbar Mechaya Meisim. Don't finish Mechaya Meisim. Mechaya Meisim eli sayim lamdeni chukecha. You just say Baruch Atah Hashem. Oh, you forgot. Lamdeni chukecha. We know that makes it not a bracha levatala because it's a pasuk in Tehillim Baruch Atah Hashem. Lamdeni lamdeni chukecha. And now you can answer Mashiv Baruch Mered Geshem. And then you'll finish off your bracha. Okay, at time lo yigbar Mechaya eli sayim lamdeni chukecha. Kikori pasuk levad dino kilo min a diamond bracha. Therefore, it's like you're still in the middle of bracha. That's the psak of the Chavetz Chaim. Dahein, even though if he finishes the bracha, he says already mechayim esim. We're gonna rely on the mechaber over here and say you could say mashiv bracha or negeshim. We're gonna insert it over there, not like the other rishonim over here. But since there are rishonim who hold that you're not allowed to do it at that point. Better, says the Chavetz Chaim, to end off and say it in the middle of the bracha and don't finish off your bracha of your Shmona Esrei. That's the psak of the Chavetz Chaim. The Mishmar of Moshe Feinstein, he disagrees with the Chavetz Chaim. Ramosha Peres Chelik Dalit Simin Tzadi Gimel Nigris Moshe No Chelik Or Chaim. He writes to say you're saying a random pasuk in the middle of Shmona Esrei. You're not allowed to just put in random pasukim in the middle of Shmona Esrei. That's not connected to Shmona Esrei. To say a Mesayim L'Neni Chukecha, Ramosha says not okay. He says just to rely on the Mechaber, you finish off. You finish out the bracha, you finish out the Mechayim Esim, and you put in Mashiv Arach Umar Degeshim. And therefore, I'll be saying you're just going to be Somech on the Das of the Mechaber over here. Okay, so you have a Machlokas in the posting, many rely on the Chavetz Chaim over here, say Lam Dinu Chukecha, and some just say rely on the Sheet of the Mechaber, and just say Mashiv Arach Umar Degeshim at that point. For sure, if you're before the end of the bracha, you could put in Mashiv Arach Umar Degeshim at any point. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out in Sivkot and Kavtes, he says, you can put in B'makom Shiniska. Okay? Look in Sivkot and Kavtes in the Mishnah Berurah. Ki lo kavu chachami makom etoch ha-bracha, because we never placed Mashiv Bracha, doesn't that? It has to be in the middle of the Bracha Mechayim Esim. Chazal never told us we're in the Bracha. Therefore, you can put in any point. El Merstam, Maskirin Gavos Kesham, Mitchias Amayis Mesim. The minig is to say it before we start praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu for Parnasa. We put in Mashiv Arach Umar Degeshem over there. Ugshami Gavke Parnasa, and since Gshami is also Parnasa, we want to put in that part of Shmona Esrei. Hilkach Beizamakom Shiskar Sagi Upashit Dimniskar LaAchar Shamar VeNemana Talach Yos Meisim. If after you started the Chatima of the Bracha VeNemana Talach Yos Meisim Bracha Tashem Chaim Meisim, any point of after VeNeman, he says is Pashit Sarech Laster VeLomer VeNemana Talach Yos Meisim. If you say Mashiv Arach Umar Degeshem at that point, you have to go back and say once again VeNemana Talach Yos Meisim. Because in all brachas, you have to have something that is connected to chatima, connected to the end of the bracha, right before the bracha. And that's what v'nemen atalach yos meisim. Baruch atah Hashem, mechayim eisim. We don't want to have masik in the middle of there. Therefore, you would start v'nemen atalach yos meisim at that point. Therefore, that is the halachas if you mentioned Mashiv Arach Umar Degeshem during the summer, or if you forgot Mashiv Arach Umar Degeshem in the midwinter. Ad kan for today.